Utah real estate headlines. Online Utah public records, property search, tax, and assessor access. EDR Online's Utah page is a public records resource for searching Utah records, including Utah property tax, property search, and assessor information. For Utah real estate professionals, this UT-specific records hub can speed preliminary due diligence and property research before pricing, underwriting, or client advisories. Use the UT page at the source link for a first-pass review of property-related records before deeper analysis. Utah real estate headlines. DRE Home at Commerce Utah how-to videos and licensee resources for UT real estate pros. The DRE homepage on Commerce Utah presents how-to videos and resource pages for UT licensees, covering real estate, mortgage, appraisal, timeshare, AMCs, land sales, affiliated title, consumer information, licensing information, newsletters, grama filings, and other office updates. For professionals in Utah's real estate sectors, this centralized resource hub provides practical guidance and regulatory touchpoints that support licensing and practice readiness. Bookmark and return to the DRE homepage for current how-to and filing-focused updates at htteachcommerce.utah.gov/realestate/. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 SA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most UT jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.